Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
And once again, that is the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here. And well, we've had St. Paddy's Day. We've had the Ides of March. What's going on? Well, look around the country, and we have the most uncertain election for president this nation's ever seen. And we've lined it up before between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, it's something when your president is awful. I mean, just awful. But everybody wants him to stay in because you don't want the vice president because she is worse off than he is in approval ratings. Unbelievable how scary that is, the two people leading our nation now. And then you got Donald Trump, and he have to lead from in jail? It's just crazy. And that's why this week's show, who should be on trial, Trump or Fannie Willis? Which one should be on trial? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to play some clips. Jonathan Turley from Fox News helped straighten that out as the judge came out and made a ruling last Friday. We'll hear what he had to say. What the judge had to say, and what Jonathan Turley, who's a great, great legal mind, see what he says about that. And I what's Trump thinking? Well, at the end of the show, we'll play a little clip to let you know what Trump is thinking about all of this. But first, before we jump into that, let me just remind you, I'm Dr. Ed Holliday. I'm the host here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. A lot of stuff going on around the world. And there's so much that we could talk about, but let me just zero in on this. Who should be on trial, Trump or Fannie Willis? And I just have to say that there's that this whole case in Georgia. Now, for those who don't know, Fannie Willis is the DA down in Georgia, which is putting Trump on trial. And then when her life was exploded for a bunch of inconsistencies that would mostly make most people want to walk away or resign or at least not take up the case, but not Fannie Willis. She has too much money to make on writing a book, and nobody won't read her book if she doesn't go after Donald Trump, evidently. That's just my opinion. We'll see. But let me just say this. Before we get into that, I don't know of anybody. We didn't cover any of it on this show the last couple of weeks, but the New York City fire chief, or fire director, she had some, there was a lot of people who she thought were rude when the state attorney general, Miss James, came in and they booed her and yelled Trump and didn't show respect, they said. So she's going to go after those firefighters who were standing up for Trump. And anyway, that came out that they were being hunted down. And then it came back, oh, no, they're not. And so, well, just leading up to that, there was a St. Paddy's parade that they have every year in New York City. Across from Trump Tower, there were some Trump supporters, and they got some waves and high fives and hugs from some of the firefighters who walked across to talk to them. And just this is visual. We don't have any, of course, images. You can get that on the internet if you want to. Let me just play a minute here of what they were hearing on the streets across from Trump Tower in New York City last week on the St. Paddy's Day parade. Let me just play this little clip for you.
Trump, 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 Tr
wasn't that special. Right there on the streets of New York City, there was people yelling for Trump. And, you know, with all this, the illegal immigrants that are being bused to New York City, they're being flown to New York City by the Biden administration, probably. A lot of immigration, illegal immigrants are in New York City, and it's a sanctuary city. The mayor has talked about just how bad it is that the Texas governor would bust people up there. Well, how about the millions that are in Texas? They only got a few tens of thousands in New York City. Millions have come through Texas, or in Texas still. And he complains against the Texas governor. Don't complain to Texas governor. Look at the White House, who you voted for, Mr. Mayor of New York City, Mr. Adams. You voted for him. You supported him. He's the one man who has the power to stop what's going on at the border and affecting your city. Not only your city, Chicago. Other cities all across America, small and big. Over 8 million that we know of. Does that mean there's probably 12 million or more that have come in the 3 years that Joe Biden has been president? What more of a disaster? What kind of country do you have if you don't have borders? Mr. Mayor, New York City, get with what's real now. Wouldn't it be something if Trump won New York City? And the way things are going, maybe you heard the Trump supporters right there. The supporting the firefighters who stood up against the incredibly shrinking Attorney General of New York. I mean, she is such a personal vendetta, and that really should have no room in the legal system of America. When justice does not have a blindfold, but is coming after people. But you know, she's hurting the whole state of New York. When they say he's got to come up with all this money before he appeals, $445 million before he appeals, and you telling me that's not going to hurt business when people go, oh, well, what if she doesn't like the numbers I said my business was worth when I went to the bank and asked for a loan? Is everybody going to be on the hook? It should be the same hook. If they're going to hook Donald Trump, then every business person in New York across the state should be, the Attorney General should look at what they said their business was worth when they went to the bank. Forget what the bank appraisers say. Forget about what the professionals say. Forget what the bankers say. You go to the business person. Did they inflate their business? Then find them and put them in jail. That's the exact message that's being sent to the businesses of New York. A shame that is happening in America, the state that gave us Alexander Hamilton and a Department of Treasury that was set up when George Washington's first administration. Shame on New York for hurting all the businesses for a personal vendetta. That's nothing more than election interference. Now, saying all that for election interference, we have to go, what happened in Georgia last week? Well, let me play this clip. If you're not aware of what was happening, let's just play this little clip from Fox News first.
This is a Fox News alert. A judge is expected to decide very soon on whether DA Fannie Willis will be removed from former President Trump's Georgia election case.
Here with perspective is former federal prosecutor Francie Hakes. Thanks so much for joining the program. I guess we can get straight to it. It's pretty clear that they lied to the court. What do you expect the judge to do?
Well, Lawrence, I hope what the judge does is disqualify Fannie Willis and the whole office. That's what certainly should happen. The judge said early on, before the hearings really began, that the standard he was going by was going to be the appearance of impropriety. And we have all kinds of evidence here of the actual conflict of interest when it comes to her hiring her boyfriend, paying him. She's the one who approved all these massive payments to him. She enjoyed going on these elaborate elaborate vacations in a very short period of time with him. And then, of course, they made it all worse by getting on the witness stand and apparently lying and filing false documents. So now there's an actual conflict of interest, Lawrence, that I think the judge should be able to rely on in tossing her whole office.
So you see that the judge made a ruling. So that was just leading up, letting you know what the ruling would be coming. And the judge made a ruling. Some people go, oh, well, he did a half and half. He does have an election coming up. I think he supported Fani Willis for her election. I think he gave her money. Is that, you know, if you're coming to the appeals of court, is that something that could throw out or put things in the appeal? I don't know. But he had all Fani Willis voters that, if he dumped her, they'd have been in trouble, or he had been in trouble in election. So I think he was thinking about himself more than he was justice. But that's just a personal opinion right here on this show. But I will say one of the most fascinating intellectual legal minds, Jonathan Turley, was on Fox News, and they talked about the judgment, and he gave his legal insight, which is very, very good. So this is a clip and a little bit of a long clip. I tell you what, before I jump into that, let me just remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. And listen, I just want you to know, some of you out there are paying for your own medical insurance. If you're self-employed, or if you're paying more for your medical insurance than you think you should, you owe it to yourself to go to the link on the definition of the show, the paragraph that talks about it right here on webtalkradio.net. And there is a link there that tells you about health sharing. And that link we'll tell you about a new healthcare sharing that I think is going to disrupt the entire healthcare industry. It's something, if you don't know about it, you need to go there and find out, and you can see, just get a quote of what you and your family. It's easy to get a quote. Whoever's the oldest person in the household, they put in their birth date, and you can get a quote instantly. So go there, go to that link, and I think people across this nation are happy finding out how much money they can save and they can put to buying the things that Joe Biden has made go up 20-25% in the last 3 years in many cases. So go to check that out. And also, because I am tired, and my voice may seem tired, I haven't been talking, but I've been working hard on getting book number 3 of the Hatchie series ready for editors to start looking at. So it's not ready to come out. It'll be later this fall, but I'm working hard. Books don't just fall in your lap, you know. If you buy them, they do. But if you write them, they don't just fall in your lap. So I'm working hard on that. If I seem tired, I've had this weekend to really crash in on it. And so saying that, you can go. The first two books are ready. Hatchie, Keeper of the Secret. Hatchie, The Golden Chalice. Go to hatchiebooks.com. And how do you spell Hatchie? HATCHIEbooks.com. Go there and you can order the book, or you can go to Amazon. If you want an ebook, you can get an ebook on Amazon. And I just, well, the second book's not there yet. We'll hopefully in a few weeks get that where Amazon will have an ebook for you to get for those who live outside the country. You only ship inside the United States. But you can get that ebook on Amazon very easily if you'd like to at a very reduced price. So that is Doc Holliday's novels, and we're continuing to put that out. It's a 7-book series. So let me just say, saying all that, I want to go into what we told you about. What was the decision by the judge? Well, here's Jonathan Turley on Fox News. Take a listen.
University law professor and a Fox News contributor. We've got part of the story here, Jonathan. We're still waiting to hear from Fani Willis, the DA in Fulton County, directly. But we do know that Nathan Wade, not a huge surprise, has severed himself from this case. And now we're waiting to hear from her.
Well, Wade didn't have any option, let alone a good option. The judge said that he could choose to resign, but there was not much else he could do, because if he didn't, the whole case would be taken out of the office. The only alternative was to go on an appeal that would be unlikely to succeed and would delay the case further. The big question, as you note, is what will Willis do? You know, she has now had multiple opportunities to do the right thing, which is to recuse herself. Every time that moment has come, she has declined to do so. She has put her personal interests ahead of the interest of her office and the people of Fulton County. I can't imagine how even Willis could go forward after this order, which and these damning findings from this judge. I mean, he goes into great detail about how she made unprofessional decisions in a litany of errors in her public statements and how she dealt with these allegations. She is damaged goods, and that's not going to be to the advantage of the people of Fulton County.
I wonder. I mean, you know, how much do you think that the people in Fulton County are going to be looking at the details of this decision from this judge? And she has been very forceful doing her own PR on all of this. And she could easily come forward and say, you know, how unfair this attack was on her. We saw her do it already in the church where she said it was all race-based in terms of coming after her. We could easily hear that from her again, although I would point out that in this decision, as you well know, the judge tried to, you know, sort of slap that back and tried to admonish her from doing just that. But I don't know. What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, this judge gave her a great opportunity to do the right thing. He laid out two options, but he was clearly talking about a third option. He said, look, you could keep Wade, and then I'll just transfer this to a different jurisdiction. Or you can take this up on appeal, and then also there is the option, I should say the two primary options was to keep Wade or to get rid of Wade, but she could have gone on appeal. But the real option that I think the judge was referencing here was you can always do the ethical thing. You could always do the professional option. You could say, I don't have a positive role left to play in this case. I blew it. And the thing that's troubling for most of us is that the court details the evidence about the relationship before Wade was hired. It's really Willis's conduct after this allegation arose that was the most troubling. Many of us believe that neither she nor Wade were honest on the stand. Many people have suggested that there might have been false statements given on the stand. There's certainly evidence suggests that Wade may have given false statements to a prior court in the divorce proceedings. All of that is a damning record that I think makes it practically impossible to go forward. She would have to continue to prosecute people who are accused of the same conduct that she is currently being accused of. And keep in mind, Wade is not out of this. He's been accused of false statements, and one of those allegations I think is very compelling. He could be facing proceedings on the state level or the bar level. She will be a witness as those things unfold. So is she going to do that, keep that front going while she's trying to prosecute the biggest case in her office's history?
Well, you know what? Precisely that thought process, Jonathan, may be why we haven't heard directly from her yet. And maybe she will be thinking this over for a few more hours or even a few more days. But she does want to keep on a timeline with this case. And so she has a motivation to want to get right back to work and potentially try to right her own reputation in that process. It seems, just knowing what we've seen so far of her character, that that might be the likely route for her, despite, your very even-handed assessment of what the right thing to do would be here. I'm not sure if that's what we're going to see.
Of course, we're not going to see her do the right thing. If Fani Willis was going to do the right thing, she would have done it a long time ago. If she'd done the right thing, she would have never even taken this case. She wouldn't have gone to the White House. And I know Judicial Watch, the conservative group Judicial Watch, has filed months ago for the Freedom of Information Act to find out how many times Fani Willis met with the White House, met with the administration, when. And all of this came before she started prosecuting. And we know that from some things she asked for. And she's been asked to go in front of Congress. And she's in contempt of Congress because she will not go in front of Congress. You know, she's a legal officer and she's refusing to, she's been subpoenaed and refused to go in front of the Congress. So what happens? I don't know. What do you do with a legal officer that is so far from doing what is right? And all she wants is personal vendettas. And she wants to be an election interferer. She is interfering in the 2024 election. It's not right. And I don't expect Fani Willis, by her actions in the past, to ever do anything that's right. So that's Jonathan Turley's input, and I appreciate him putting that in. But what does Donald Trump think of all this? How worried is he? How concerned is he? Well, he was at a rally in Ohio for Mr. Moreno, and he's supporting him for U.S. Senate in a primary. There's a primary going on in Ohio happening this week. But Moreno is the candidate that Trump's supporting, so he's up there. Let me play a clip from that rally, and you see how much Donald Trump fears Fani Willis.
If you vote with Biden, this country is finished, I'll tell you right now. And we have to elect Bernie to get in there and to seal our border, stop inflation, crush the deep state. We started that when we got rid of Comey. Drill, baby, drill, and prevent World War III. And remember this. Remember this. Joe Biden is a great threat to our democracy. He's a tremendous threat to our democracy. His incompetence is the number one reason. Also, he uses the Justice Department, the FBI, to go after his political opponent. Happens to be me. How are we doing? And he's driven my numbers through the roof. Do it one or two more times. How about a couple of more indictments, Joe, you dumb son of a... dumb son of a... Somebody said they're indicting this guy into the office and office of president. But they've never done that in this country before. That's never happened. But we're going to discuss that. You know, the nice thing we have, it's a beautiful day. A little windy out here, I must be honest with you, but that's OK. You know, it's good when you don't have to use a teleprompter because I can't read a word. And they're moving around. I don't know what the hell I'm doing up here, Bernie. These suckers are moving. My guys did a great job in planting them solidly. Thank goodness we can do a non-teleprompter speech. It's actually much better. But these teleprompters. They're moving around. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to follow. No, we don't need them. Isn't it nice to have a president who doesn't need a teleprompter? That night? These suckers are moving around. Great job, fellas. I appreciate it. With your vote, we're going to take back the Senate. We're going to win Ohio in November. We're going to win by a lot. You know, we're up like 16 or 18 points. I saw one. We're up 20 points in Ohio. And we're going to look at crooked Joe Biden, and we're going to say, Joe, you're fired. Get out of here. You've done a terrible job. You've done a terrible job. You've been a terrible president. He's a terrible president. He's the worst president we've ever had. There's never been a president so bad as this guy. There's never been anything like it. He's incompetent. He's crooked. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Can't walk off a stage. Can't put two sentences together. He's a disaster for our country. You know, I say it. I say it a lot. I used to say five worst presidents, right? Now I say if you took And I say it, and I think I can go up further. What do you think? Another three or four? Add another three, four, or five? If you took the 10 worst presidents in the history of our country, put them together, they will not have done the damage to our country as this incompetent, crooked guy has done to our country.
Does it sound like Donald Trump is worried about all these lawsuits, these indictments? Did you hear what he said? He said, how about a couple more indictments, President Biden? Because every time you do, my poll numbers get higher. Why? The American people can side with someone who's being abused by the legal system, by the political system. Donald Trump has been abused, and those who hate his guts are under the symptoms of the Trump derangement syndrome. Those who are under the spell of the Schumer devil, Biden devil, all the Democratic, Nancy Pelosi, all those who have put this country in this Trump derangement syndrome, those who they need an antidote, because these people, maybe there's a vaccine for Trump derangement syndrome. Have you thought of that? Maybe they need to come out with a vaccine that's mandated for everybody who's against Donald Trump. How about that? Now, that is almost too funny. But listen, we are in an election year, like I've said before, and like anything this country has ever seen. Will it be this thing, when the left sees they may lose power, how many ways would they cheat? I mean, look at the state of Michigan. The GOP there, the RNC, I believe, has filed for a motion to force the state of Michigan. The Secretary of State is not doing her job, and there's, in some counties, there's more people on the rolls to vote than there are adults living there. Is that correct? Is that legal? Is that the kind of democracy that the Democrats want? I sure hope not. And we need to get those things cleared up. So get behind efforts wherever they are to have free and fair elections, and make sure that things are monitored, and make sure before this election ever gets off this fall, that we know it's a free and fair election, and there are people watching every step of the way where you live, and it has to be that way. And where everybody, where there's election being conducted in the big cities, get on board, go in there and do what you need to do to make sure your party is represented when the votes are counted. Now, let me just say, God bless you. It's been a show that's a little bit different, and maybe you'll know you should better know the answer to who should be on trial, Trump or Fani Willis. Which one should be on trial? Now, let me just remind you, next week we got another show, and we're getting toward the end of March. Trump has wrapped up the nomination, and there's some people out there that said they'll never vote for Trump. Tell them they don't have to vote for Trump. Close their eyes and vote for the Republican nominee for president. It doesn't have to be Donald Trump. Just vote for the Republican nominee for president. How about that? Give them some Trump derangement syndrome glasses that will help them not see Trump, but they can see the Republican nominee for president. All right? See you next week, right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.